Call your brother.
Why should my brother come here, sir? He doesn't even know about anything. I just want to get the loan.
If he truly was unaware of what happened, you'll also be charged with defalcation. The two of you will be detained. For the time being.
Detained, sir? But my family's dealing with a lot of problems at the moment. I swear to God, I will be in trouble if they find out.
Now look here, Mr. Faramand. You're being accused of serious criminal offences. Forging a signature, the illegal use of public documentation, and defrauding a bank. Call your brother and tell him to come.
But come on.
You don't seem to understand. Before you get sent off to court, call the owner of the deed and tell him to come here with the original deed and his ID card and the original authorization letter. Otherwise, your brother will be detained as well.
But we haven't forged any public documents. The deed belongs to us. You...
Take them away, please.
Please come outside.
Can I leave?
No, you need to come out with me. Come on.
Where are we going?
Come with me.
Let go of
my arm,
you
need to remain separated from each other.
It's not like
I've
murdered anyone. Come on.
I...
Come with me. Have you got your cell phone?
Yes, I have to call my brother.
Tell me his number. We'll call him ourselves. Come with me.
I spent the best years of my life living in that house in Moneri. After we left there, I didn't feel happy anymore. I would never have left it if I had a choice.
Excuse me.
Hamid thought everything would be fixed if he hid himself.
Is that why Uncle Hamid left the house in Moneri?
Yes.
He left so no one would find out about his addiction. Did you agree with that?
He had the final say in everything back then. He wouldn't listen to anyone. He thought everyone was mistaken but him. He'd say, I'll get better, and then I'll make up with him. Hamid was really just looking for a place to hide away. His physical appearance kept deteriorating day after day. He knew that one day everyone would find out that he'd become a drug addict. That's why he fought with your dad over the workshop. Your father never treated us badly. I mean, he didn't treat anyone badly. Saraya kept winding him up for a good couple of years before you guys left Moneria. Afterwards, one of the things Hamid regretted was why he pinned the blame on your father. He said he'd teamed up with Aunt Soraya to get rid of Mohsen. There are things that you don't know, and I can't tell you about them.
Aunt Su, why was Soraya so mean towards my father?
Soraya was mean to everyone, especially if anyone argued with her. Then they'd be in for it. Your mother didn't have a good relationship with her either. And you couldn't blame her. She had hit you for no reason a few times. Your father didn't know whose side to take. He had his aunt on the one side and his wife on the other side. Your father's personality was very different from Hamid's. He was a peace lover.
Yes, he was.
Mehdi, you haven't told anyone that you found me, have you?
Not yet, but I definitely will soon, I promise.
I've promised Hamid. I had taken an oath that his secret will never be revealed to his family.
You didn't tell me about it. I found out myself.
Sivash, what are we going to do?
Don't worry, Miran. Mr. Mimarian will fix everything. He knows a lot of people in this bank.
What are you talking about? Didn't you hear what the guy said? He doesn't even know Mr. Mimarian.
Miran, listen to me. He's got connections with the bank managers. Otherwise, he'd never be able to get us a loan. Please, trust me. He'll probably be able to get us out of this.
Sivash, if that officer talks to Mary, it'll be too late for everything then. Maybe you'll find out that I forged his signature. You'll find out that I tricked him. If Mamarian's gonna do anything, now's the time for it. Sivash, do something for God's sake.
What should I do, Miron? I kept calling him, but I swear to God, his phone was switched off.
Why won't you answer it? Maybe it's a very important call.
No, it's not important. We put the workshop up for sale. It's probably a customer. We've already sold the workshop, so it's not important. When they realize I stop answering the phone, then they'll stop calling me. Ansu, I've sold the workshop. I want to buy a new place and open up a new workshop. I'm all alone. I need Uncle Hamid's help in this.
I haven't heard from your uncle.
What do you mean?
Don't look at me like that. I swear, I don't know where he is.
Doesn't he come to see Layla?
No. When Layla was in secondary school, I got a phone call from the school. They told me that Layla's father had been coming to the school for a few days. I was worried sick. They asked me to go there. And to speak to him, Hamid told me that he hadn't been taking drugs for several months. He said he wanted to quit. He couldn't do it alone, so he asked for help. That's what happened. So I just had to help him.
Well, that's fantastic.
Yes, it was fantastic. I was really happy about it, too. He became a security guard for a while. He looked after his appearance at Betty. Came home at night. Well, then, after Layla left the house each morning, he said. He didn't want to face Layla until he was normal again. The neighbors started suspecting things when they saw him coming to my home and when Layla wasn't there. I had no choice but to tell them that the father of my child had left me. And I might want to live with him again. I asked them not to tell Layla anything. And hopefully they won't say anything to her.
How long ago was this?
It was when he found Layla's school 4 years ago. A couple of months had passed since he returned home when our landlord found him a factory job. He was supposed to go and work there, but...
But what?
Nothing. He left and didn't come back.
Well, maybe they didn't give him the job.
No, he hadn't even gone to work. Thankfully, I hadn't told Layla that he'd come back. Otherwise, I'd be back to square one. Layla would miss him all over again.
Does Layla know anything about what happened?
No. Even if she did know, she wouldn't show it. I wanted to talk to her about it a couple of times, but my poor baby didn't actually tell me how she felt.
So I think that she knows then.
Sort of.
Where's Uncle Hamid now? Has he become an addict again?
I don't know, Mehdi. I don't want to judge him. I haven't even heard from him. I don't want to hear from him. Layla has a university entrance exams. So yeah, if she passes, I won't want anything else from God anymore. She will have a bright future. She'll be a doctor. She's heard that her aunt is a doctor. She wants to follow in her footsteps.
Hasn't she ever asked if she could see us?
She has. She used to insist on it at the beginning, but when she saw how adamant I was, she didn't bring it up again.
So you really don't know where Uncle Hamid is?
No, Mehdi. I swear I don't. After 6 months, he sent someone to bring me a bank card. He told me he'd deposit money into it so I could use it.
Can I see the card?
I didn't bring it with me.
I'm sorry, Ansu, but I really need to know this. Does Uncle Hamid still deposit money into that account for you and Layla?
Yes, he put money in it. The bank notifies me about it, but I never touch it.
Why not? Why not, Ansu?
I'm scared.
Of what?
I'm worried that it might have come from selling drugs. I don't want my child to be raised with that kind of money. My life is already ruined. I don't want my child's life to be ruined, too. I told you these things to let you know that it won't do you any good if you take Hamid to see your grandparents. It's not the right thing to do. It'll just open up old wounds.
Ansu, can you give me your address,
what
please?
What for?
No reason. You're a part of my family. You're my uncle's wife, and how can I ever forget those summer nights when you'd tell us stories on our rooftop, or how you used to save us and help us get away from Aunt Soraya when she wanted to hit us? You shouldn't have to live alone anymore. I promise you, I won't see Layla until you give me your consent. Please write down your cell phone number as well. Ah, he won't stop calling me.
May I come in, please?
Come in. Thank you very much. Thank you, ma'am.
You're
Thank
welcome.
You. Thank you as well, Mr. Raj. You did
That's
me a huge
all right.
favor.
My pleasure.
I hope I can make it up to you one
no,
day.
No, it's absolutely a
May
pleasure.
May I be excused?
Go ahead.
See you later.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Hello?
Hello. I received 10 phone calls from this number today, yes?
What's your name?
My last name's Faramund.
Mehdi Faramund?
Yes?
I'm calling from the security department.
Security?
Yes, the bank security department. You're Maran Faramund's brother, right?
I'm sorry, what's going on?
You need to come here.
What for?
You need to answer a few questions.
What's the address?
We're on Sorevadi Road, just before Maleki Road.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Goodbye.
Please, take a seat. Sit down.
Excuse me, sir. They didn't let me see my brother yet.
You won't be allowed to see him until everything's clear.
What is this, sir?
Please take a look at the bottom of those pages. Is that your signature?
No.
All right. Well, you see, a person named Peyman Memarian, your brother Mehran Faramund, and his friend Siavash Sadat, had intended to defraud the bank by forging a signature so they could illegally obtain a massive loan, all right? Fortunately, they didn't succeed and were stopped in time because of the bank supervisor's proper judgment. All right, so considering that there's a possibility that there's a big group out there involved in forgery and bribery, I'd like to ask you to help us by writing down everything you know with regards to this case, okay? We just need to be in possession of the facts.
I'm sorry, sir. I don't really understand what you're saying here to me.
Actually, the person who informed security told us you were unaware of this case, and the deed was shown to the bank without you knowing about it. But since the official authorization letter is written in your name, you, sir, are automatically involved as well. So please write down everything you know about Mr. Memarian and what he was planning on doing with your brother's help. Don't leave anything out.
The Mr. Memarian you're talking about was one day going to buy our property. He signed a contract with us, and then one day, without even informing us, he brought someone from the bank to our workshop for a property assessment so he could get a loan. If any kind of fraud has been committed in all of this, the main person you should be after is Mr. Memarian. I don't know why this is even linked to my brother at all. Please explain to me what he did.
Your brother has admitted that he planned on getting a loan from the bank. He's also confessed that he forged your signature. Very well, then. Do me a favor and write down everything you just told me on paper, and then you may leave.
But what's going to happen to my brother, sir?
Your brother and his friend will remain in detention until things are sorted out. Please don't forget to sign it.
Well, that's not possible, sir. I have to take my brother home. My father isn't well at the moment.
They'll be taken to court tomorrow, and possibly to prison afterwards. You need to go and look for a deed so that you can bail him out of jail. Thanks for coming.
Good morning to you, sir.
Good morning to you, too.
Thank you.
And how are you?
Good, thank you.
Please sit
thank
down.
Thank you. Hello, good morning. Mr. Rui's here now. That's all right. That's fine, thanks. Bye.
Come in.
I'm sorry.
That's fine, thank you.
How is Yasaman?
She's fine, thank you very much.
Doesn't she want to go back?
Not if I manage to keep her busy here. Here you go.
Thank you. Do you want me to get you some breakfast?
No, no. I had breakfast at home today. Is anything wrong?
No.
You don't seem as bubbly as usual.
No, it's nothing.
Sit down. Won't you please sit down?
Okay.
Are you happy with your work? There aren't any problems, are there?
No, everything's fine, thank you.
I would really like you to meet Yasaman.
I'd like to meet her too.
Yasaman's a really kind girl, just like you.
Is she your only child?
No, I've got a son as well.
Is he living abroad?
It was his mother who made him go there. But Yasaman says he wants to come back here.
Does your wife like to live abroad, Mr. Rui?
She loved living there from the very beginning.
What about you? Don't you want to live there?
No. I fear that I'm too old to get used to a new environment.
No, you're not old yet.
That was a really nice compliment to hear first thing in the morning. Come in, Ruzbeg, come in.
Here you go.
Thank you very much indeed. Please leave Miss Faraman's tea here.
Sure.
Sit down, please. So anyway, America was where my wife loved to be. She never enjoyed living here.
Did you know if she wanted to live abroad when you first met her?
Well, I was fairly well off. She thought it would make sense to go live there.
But then why did you even marry her if you planned on staying here?
That's a very good question. No one's ever asked me that before. I don't know. I really don't know.
Oh, dear, I'm so sorry. I didn't mean to upset you.
No, you didn't upset me. I was just thinking about... Well, thinking about how quickly life passes us by. At first I thought that I wouldn't be able to handle it. But 3 years have passed by already.
Well, why don't you get married again?
I'm scared.
Of what? You've already been married once. You shouldn't be scared.
That reminds me of something my mother used to say. She says it's always hard in the beginning for a beggar to walk past a certain house, but after the first time, it just gets easier and easier.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean anything bad by that.
I'm sorry, you'll have to forgive me.
No, I'm the one who should be sorry. I shouldn't have said that.
So if you're free today, perhaps I could have you meet Yasaman.
No, I'm not busy today.
All right, I'll give her a call then.
All right. Mr. Rui, I really didn't mean anything by what I said. Excuse me.
That's all right.
Miss Faramund, is Mr. Rohi here?
Yes, he's inside. Hello, Mehdi.
Hi, Manoush. Where are you?
I'm fine, thanks. How are you?
How's Paris too? How's the baby?
I'm fine. Hey, Manoush, do me a favour and go home a bit earlier today.
Oh, Mehdi, I can't today.
Why not?
I'm supposed to meet Yasaman this afternoon.
Who's Yasaman?
She is my boss's daughter.
Leave it for another day. You need to go and be with Mom and Dad.
How come? What's wrong?
Manoush, stop asking so many questions. Please just go home as soon as you can.
If Dad asks about Mehran, tell him he's with me.
Hello? Excuse me, sir. I have to go home right now.
Why? What happened?
I don't know, but my brother just called me and said I must go home quickly.
You're starting to worry me, too.
I'm really sorry. I really wanted to meet Yasaman, but could you please apologize to her on my behalf? I really feel so terrible about this.
No, don't worry about it for a moment. I haven't called her yet. I'm more worried about you.
No, don't worry. It's nothing important. Is it all right if I go?
Of course. Just wait and I'll tell my driver to take you.
Oh, there's no need for that. I'll go myself.
Don't even think about it. Allow me. Hello. Where are you? Very well, then. Wait downstairs, will you? Miss Faramund will come down soon. Please take her home. All right, then. I'll see you when you come back. He's waiting for you downstairs. And if there's anything else I can do to help, please let me know, won't you? Anything at all. Don't hesitate.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Hello, darling.
Hi, Dad.
You okay? Where's your mother? I saw Ismail's boss today. Did Ismail quit his job?
I think so.
How come?
He keeps saying he wants to open his own business.
I see.
Dad, I wanted
to...
Oh, hello.
Hello.
How are you?
Good, thank you. What is it, dear?
Nothing.
Did she say something?
Nothing. She stopped when you came in.
Come here. That woman told them to postpone the wedding.
Which woman?
That woman, the counselor she goes to.
Did Samani tell you that?
No, that's not what she said. She told me to tell Ismail that we haven't prepared her dowry yet. I asked her why, and she said the counselor told her they need to see her for therapy before they get married.
Well, counselors don't just say things for nothing. She must have a reason for it.
They should have done these things before they got engaged.
She hadn't seen Ismail behave this way back then. What would she have told the counselor, huh?
I don't know. I suppose you're right. But if things go on like this, they're sure to separate, which would be an awful shame.
That's fine if that's going to happen. It's better. It happens sooner rather than later.
Mom, can you answer the phone, please? If it's Ismail, tell him I'm sleeping.
I can't tell lies for you. Hello? How can I help you? Hi, Manoush. How are you? Thank you. Yes, she's here. One moment, please. Samane?
Hi, Manoush. How are you? No, I can't come tonight. I just can't, Manoush.
Come on, Samaneh. Come, no one's home, not even Mehran.
No, I can't.
Why not? Mehran isn't here either.
I'm worried Ismail will get upset.
Give me a break, woman. You're not living with him yet.
Doesn't make a difference.
He won't let you come when you're married, you know.
My parents will get upset.
Don't you know what they're like? They won't let me come.
Give the phone to your mom. I'll get her permission like I usually do. Come here, you dingbat. We'll sit down and talk and laugh all night. Come on.
I can't come, Manoush.
That's great. He's really scared you, hasn't he? You can't go anywhere when he's with you, and when he's not there, you're not allowed to move. Come on, I want to talk to you about Mr. Rui.
What happened to him?
Did you know he's divorced?
Well, yeah, they're divorced. That's why his wife is living on the other side of the world.
And his son's coming here.
How do you know that?
Well, I'll have to tell you that in person. So come.
Manoush, I can't come now. Leave it for tomorrow. I'll drop by to see you after class.
To hell with you. Don't come. Oh, I'll see you later.
See you.
Bye.
Why did you keep insisting that she come here at this time of night? Do you know how sensitive her fiancé is?
That's a very bad thing to do, Mum. Don't eavesdrop on my conversations. And besides, how can you even call that guy a fiancé? He's such a weirdo.
That's just your opinion. He's her fiancé.
Ugh, what a loser. Mum, I came home early tonight. Please don't get on my nerves.
Call your dad and find out why he's not home yet.
All right, I'll call him.
Hello, Miss Faramund.
Oh, one moment, please. Sorry. Yes. Yes, is that all right? Yes. Okay, goodbye.
Who was that?
Who was who?
The person you were just talking to. It was a man's voice.
It was my boss. I had something that I needed to tell him.
You had to tell him something? You've become so close with your boss these past couple of months that you call him at this time of night?
Come on, Mom. I had to talk to him about something.
You just shut your mouth. You think this place is a stable? You think you can do whatever you want here?
Aren't you going to stop, Mum?
No, you know what? It's your dad's fault. He won't let me do what I want. Otherwise, I'd come to that damn workplace of yours and ask who this person thinks that he is. What gives him the right to talk to you? How dare you call him?
Hi, Dad.
Hello. Where's your mother?
Hello.
Hi. Did Mehdi come here?
No.
He won't answer his phone.
He's told her he's with Mehran.
Mehran's phone is switched off.
Where were you until now?
I was at the workshop. They weren't there either. And Ahmad hasn't heard from them.
Oh, dear. Where could they be?
I don't know. I'm worried, too. I've been worried all afternoon.
Well, when did he call you?
When I was at work.
Why don't you call his wife?
I don't want to worry her for no reason.
You sit down. Stay where you are. Hello? Oh, hi, Mehdi. How are you, darling? Where are you? Yes, your father's here. All right. Come quickly, darling. We'll be waiting. He's coming here.
Thank God.
Thank goodness. Why did you become so nervous all of a sudden? You made me nervous, too.
I don't know.
He's paid off his debts, hasn't he?
He told me he has yesterday.
Well, thank goodness. Come on, go and wash your hands and face, and I'll go and make you a cup of tea.
Thank you very much.
Oh, don't worry.
Let me pour you some tea.
Marinouche, get out.
But, Mom...
Marinouche, your dad has enough troubles of his own. I don't want to raise my voice. Just go.
Mom, listen to me. I was supposed to see Yasuman, but Mehdi called me and told me to come home. And I went to my boss and I asked if I could leave early. So he got worried and told me to call him and tell him what had happened.
And who might Yasuman be?
Yasuman is my boss's daughter.
Why didn't you tell me that in the beginning?
Well, you got so angry, Mom, that I panicked. And I didn't even know what I was saying to you.
Why were you supposed to see her?
She's just come to Iran. Mr. Rui said that he wanted to meet his new employees. I don't know.
So that gives you a good reason to call a strange man in the middle of the night, does it?
He's not a stranger, Mum. He's our company CEO. All right, fine. You're right. I made a mistake. I made a big mistake. You're right. I'm sorry. You know what, Mum? To make you believe what I'm saying here, I will tell Mr. Rui to explain it all to you over the phone tomorrow, okay? Let me pour you a cup of tea now. Come on. Go and sit down and get some rest.
دردای بعد از تو تحمل کردنی نیست یوسف تخت شاهم بمونه ناتنی نیست شاید فراموشت شده یک عمر کم نیست این گریه های بی صدا دست خودم نیست برگرد امشب دیگه داره آدم مگه با عشقشم درگیر میشه این آدم ها اصلا شبیه اترا نمیرن دنبال هوا تا ته دنیا نمیرن بی تو تمام زندگیم بیرن میشه بین من و قلبم همیشه جنگ میشه وقتی نباشی این نفس معنی نداره پرواز کردن تو قفس معنی نداره دروازه یه خوشبختی یا بستی یا رفتی من فکر کردم تو ابد هستی یا رفتی تمام عالمه وقتی نباشی این گریه ها خیلی کمه وقتی نباشی شب گردیای من دوباره بی خدف شد راه تموم قصه ها از این طرف شد درد من حرفایی که داری میزنی نیست یوسف ته چاهم بمونه ناتنی نیست این آدم ها اصلا شبیهت را نمیرن دنبال هوا تا ته دنیا نمیرن بی تو تمام زندگیم بیرن میشه بین من و قلبم همیشه جنگ میشه وقتی نباشی این نفس معنی نداره پرواز کردن تو قفس معنی نداره دروازه یه خوشبختی یا بستی یا رفتی من فکر کردم تو ابد هستی یا رفتی